I got it tonight. You've heard people say, oh, that'll soon blow over. It hasn't blowed that strong yet. It come in with a wind. But there's no wind that blew it away yet.
That's all right.
And I'm going to tell you folks, because this may be the last time I preach to any of you young ones or old ones. You can run, but you can't hide.
That's all right.
Proven fact that Jonah run, but he couldn't hide. I think the big fighter, the fighter that Cassius Clay put that saying out. He's talking about somebody, how he could get around. He says, how he could stay out of the way. He says, he can run, but he can't hide. There is many, many people. I was on the radio one time, and, I was on there a lot. I stayed on the radio much, broadcasting. And God was blessing me one morning, and I just shucked the corn, and I met a man in a couple of days. He's a man like you. He's got to face God. That's right, he's got to face God.
That's right.
He comes to me and he says, Brother Wayne, he says, I want to shake your oar. He said, I heard you on the radio the other morning, and he says, I'm telling you, it come through there and it shook me. I'm not making this up. He said, it shook me up. He said, it just got all over me. He says, and I mean to tell you, I'm just stirred. So I thought I had me a convert. I says, it's time for you to come on out and do something. I've done and done it. I want all of you to know this. God has not called no living being to nothing but holiness.
That's right.
You say, preacher, I'm going to read up on that. You don't have to. Just listen to me. I'm telling it to you. He says, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. And if I stand up here and whenever you say, pray, Brother Lane, and I'd say, Father, forgive us of our many sins, and you remember that you are in a place of uncleanness. Sin is the only thing that will make a man unclean.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
You're preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. You say, oh, you got to belong to this church? I didn't say nothing about a church. I'm talking about answering God's call. You're going to die. That's right. You're going to leave here before long.
That's right.
And you can run here and run there and run somewhere else. But getting back to that same man, Reverend, he said to me, he said, you know, people talk about how good it is when you get salvation and get God. I've heard them talk about how great it is. He said, I went and joined a church. I don't find no difference. There wasn't no difference.
Amen.
But when God calls you and you answer his call, there is a difference.
Amen. Sure.
That's right.
Amen.
And I was thinking about this. I'm not going to hurry tonight because we started early and you folks look like you're well fed. One day when Jesus stayed here as long as he did, he preached, he healed the sick, he opened the blind eyes, and he raised the dead, and he stilled the sea, and he stopped the wind. Oh, the things that he done. But one day, it is over. One day he stood. I want you to get this. People that day can say, where is Jesus? Walk right down and see. He's right there. Where's he at? He's right over here. I said, where's he at now? He says, he's down here close to Jericho. But one day, he wasn't there.
That's right.
One day, he wasn't there. He said when he was talking to him, and that was the last message he preached on this earth. You'll find that in the first chapter of Acts, just a few verses. First chapter of Acts, being assembled together with them. I'm going to read it to you. That's not what I'm preaching on. I feel led to bring you this. But I'm going to say this before I read this. As they stood there, and Jesus had been around there so much, he had just become another one of them.
That's right.
But as he stood there one day, he went up.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? He was taken up.
He was.
I want to say this to you. He was taken up.
Right.
To you that's over here, he was taken up. You say, what about it? When he went up, there was hope for a man. He said, if I go not away, the comforter cannot come. But if I go, I'll send him to you.
That's right.
You say, what did you get out of that, preacher? Jesus was a he. His wife is a she. I want to let you know she's going up pretty soon.
Amen.
When he went up, there was hope. But when she goes up, there'll never be no hope.
Think about it.
I wouldn't have mind standing on the ground seeing him go up. But my God, no, let me stand on the ground and see her go up. Hear me, neighbor. She's fixing to go up. I'm going to say it again. I wouldn't mind being standing right with all of you folks and stood down and watched him go up. I guess that was a blessing to stand and watch it. And the angels come down and says, why standing, you gazing up? That same Jesus that go away is coming back. In like manner. You say, yeah, my God. What about it, preacher? He's gone, he's gone. There was hope. But he's coming after his wife pretty soon. If you don't know what I'm talking about, he come to get him a bride. I want to say it again, he come to get him a bride. And the Bible said she has made herself ready. Well, I'll just tell you right now, I'm beginning to feel it. Huh? All you folks that want to laugh at it, laugh at it. You want to mock it, mock it. It ain't going to be long before you're going to look around and she's going to go up. If you feel like me, you feel like running. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I've lived a long time and I've seen a lot. Everywhere you go, it's filth. There's things that's in the newspaper I won't even mention before a mixed congregation. Magazines, everything is filthy. Listen to me. And the more filthy it gets, the bigger crowds they have. You go put on a decent show. Let any actor or anything put on a decent show and they'll have to go out of business.
Amen.
You get out there and put on the can-can gals and all the other stuff and I guarantee you got to have the police out there to check them.
Amen.
Why, they love filth.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Some of you folks know this. They have got diseases that you hear about on the radio. Some of you see it on the radio. You read it in the paper. That never was thought about when I was young. It wasn't thought about 25 years ago. You say, what is all this? God's tired of your mess. Hear me?
There's not a walking doctor knows what it is.
Right, right.
Killing people.
That's right.
That is right. Now listen to what Jesus said, and I know that the world is laughing at people and calling them holy rollers and holy hoppers and all God knows what all they don't call them, you know. Now here's when Jesus was the last message he preached. Don't forget this. All you preachers ought to mark that down because I don't know if you remember the last message he preached. And he said, being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father.
Amen.
Which saith he, ye have heard of me. Now listen to what he said. For John truly baptized with water. Some of you folks may have just said, I done believe and been in water. That's not gonna take you up.
Amen.
Jesus preached this to them and had it wrote to us. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
Amen.
I think that's all I'll read of that because I done told you about this, but they said, when will the kingdom come? And there's worrying about it. And he says, it's not for you to know when it's coming. He kind of changed the subject. But let me put it in your ear. Will you listen to it? You said, yeah, come on, preacher, I'll listen to it. Good. Because the great man David said, the entrance of thy word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. All you got to do is open your ears and let the word go in. And it'll give you light and it'll give you understanding.
Amen.
That's Bible I'm giving you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh? The world today is looking around. Now listen to this, folks, because as I said, I'm old. I may never see your face again. I may not. If there was a message that Jesus sent to the world, it was the Holy Ghost message. When they asked him about the kingdom coming, I know that he said, just pass it off because they knew he couldn't understand it. Now listen to this. The Bible said, when you pray, he was teaching them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Holiness preaches in earth. The other churches preaches on earth. What do you mean, preacher? God will never have his way with you till he has that kingdom of God in you.
That's good.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. You cannot, your pastor cannot deny it. You come from the dirt and that body is going back to the dirt. And when that kingdom comes into you, brother, you are born of the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Some people say, oh, that kingdom come on earth. I says, no, it's not on earth.
It's in earth.
That's God. This old boy is fixing to lay down this old earthly tabernacle before long. But dust thou art and dust thou shalt return.
Uh-huh.
But whenever he gets in here, hear me, God's will be done.
Yeah.
Until he gets in there, his will not be done.
Amen.
I want to say that again, till he gets the kingdom in you, his will not be done. Let me get over here and read my text before I get to meddling. Now, if I was to ask you folks, how many wants to go to heaven? Well, it'd be foolish, because I don't care if I believe you's a devil in here. I don't say you ought, but if there's a devil in here, you say, well, I want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
I believe that. Just anybody in here, but everybody would say, I want to go to heaven. Jesus has made the way for you. That's right. You say, well, if I'd have been back in the apostles' day, I'd have done so and so and so and so and so. Well, he's got it wrote down here. All you got to do is do what they said, and you'll get along all right.
Oh,
God. Then leave us to be a bunch of stupid people, or ignorant people. We got the Word. Now, I'm reading you in the 1 Samuel and the 2nd, 3rd chapter and the 18th verse. And for about 25 minutes or 20 minutes, I will preach to you. And you're going to have to. You're going to have to do what every person done to get the glory. You got to do it. You said, oh, no. Oh, yes, you have. If I was some 20-year-old, 18-year-old boy just out here preaching, you say, you gillinipper, you don't know. But this is not a gillinipper up here. I don't know what a gilly nipper is. Maybe I done said something wrong. All right, I'm going back to my thought, and I'm going to try to help you. 1 Samuel 3:18, and Samuel told him. Now, if you don't know, I'm not going to read it all. He told Eli. Eli, that was the high priest. And Samuel told him every whit, everything, and hid nothing from him. The Lord had been talking to Samuel. You'll read the whole chapter. I'm not going to read all the chapter. And he went to this man of experience of God. Eli was a priest, and he was the man of God. And this young man didn't know the Lord. You'll find that in the 7th verse of this. And God called him and called him and called him. And after a while, he answered him. And he got down to here. And when he was telling Eli what he had done and all the things he had said to him, but he still didn't understand it. And he says there was nothing hid from Eli that he didn't tell him. And Eli said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth good.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to use that as my text. It's the Lord talking. Let him do what seemeth good to him. Let him do. Now listen to me. Unless you let him do, I don't care where you go, what church you join, how many black robes, and you can put your collar on backwards, and you can do anything you want. Listen to me, until you let him do.
Amen. Yeah.
You hear me? Halikamoshanabah. This old big old prophet was old enough to, he was fixing to die, and he knew that. And he said, that's the Lord talking to you. Let him do what seems good to him. One day I had to let him do.
Yes. Glory.
And if you got God here tonight, you had to let him do.
Amen.
And he didn't just say, let him do. He said, let him do what seems good to him. Not to that man, and not to his wife, and not to this. Let him do what seems good to him.
Amen.
Some of us get around sometimes, and I know I was raised, well, I was raised a heathen. You go study what a heathen is, you may look in the mirror and see one. That's right. God, listen to me, said, up on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
He didn't have one thing to build it out of. How come he didn't build it when he was here?
That's something to think about.
Can any of you preachers here tell me how come he didn't take and build that church then? He wasn't talking about a building. A building is not a church. He was going to build a church. Let's get together, brother, and say, hey, how come he didn't go ahead and build it and get it over with? He didn't have no material. I said it. He never had one piece of material to build it out of.
Had to be converted.
Yeah.
They said they take them trees and they treat them. Make telephone poles, they treat it and make posts. Brother, God's got to do that. He's got a treatment.
Amen.
I don't know whether I'm going to be the front door step or just a 2x4 or what it is. But he's got to, well, he has, and to you, you got to let him.
Amen.
You got to let him treat you. Sometimes we'll come down and we've been to some drive-on church. Wouldn't know what hallelujah was if your holiday might get put you out. And somebody get out there
and say,
oh, hallelujah,
and the Holy
Ghost in a whole time. Well, praise! You'll see them begin to shake and having a big time. I said, my God. What is it? He's coming to do the treatment.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.
You said, when you get that,
don't
they say you're sanctified by the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir. Don't
they say that?
Yeah.
Lord.
Praise God.
He's got a church. He never built it as long as he was with the people. And when he left here, they went to that upper room. They got the treatment. And that treatment, brother, will keep you now, tomorrow, next year, all your life, and through eternity. For ages until there be no end. Preserved in Jesus Christ. The Bible said preserved in Him. Huh? Let Him. Huh?
Oh, I went down there. I went, brother, from this preaching. Yes, sir. It just stirred me up. I'm going right on down. I want to join the church. When are you going to let him?
Yeah.
If he don't make a new creature out of you, you can join every church in town. They bury you out of bull casting. You're just as lost.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I said if God gave the first man.
Yeah.
You said, yeah. And listen to him, this. He created another creation.
Glory.
And the book of Psalms says that they that be created shall say, praise the Lord. The Bible says, they that will be shall be created.
He said,
Lord,
not like
that.
He said, I'm done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Now, I know this.
People say, well, Brother Lane, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going down there. I got all my best suit there. I'm not going to mess my clothes all up. I'm not going to cry and make a one guy myself. You could, if you don't do it, you could. Yeah.
I know that this boy can't do that to me. Those men, he was mine.
Jesus didn't have no halo over his head.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
He didn't shine like some people think he did.
That's right.
There's a blind man there. And if that would have been some of us, we'd have still been attacked from him.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
You know what he done, sister? Huh? He said, huh? He said, you rascal, you would never do that to me. You'd have done Jesus the same way.
Amen.
That old boy wanted his eyes. He don't care if he took spit, snot, or what.
gospel. I want to say that again. The devil hates no church but God's church.
Gospel. Amen.
You think so? Watch and see. Well, my daughter, she's in college. She said, didn't she? She's going to soon be the secretary of the president. But she goes to the Holiness Church. And she comes back home and says, Mother, I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What? But she went down and joined the church. She said, good. God didn't send you something to tell your mama that you what you got. He gave you something to claim.
And praise God.
Am I right?
You're right.
That he'll do. That 121 that I left the room? He'll say, well, God knows what I want. God knows I want to be saved. Yeah, but he don't save you because you don't get it in the right way. Now, he told that 120th. Now, to some of you folks, they were saved when they were still in the Baptist. You know, they had him to Baptist. If they didn't believe in him, they wouldn't have followed him to Baptist.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
They believe in it. But they brought him to Bethany and said, well, I claim well. Is this as far as we go? He says, no. He said, go to Jerusalem. Now I'm asking you something. What'd they go for?
To be a dude.
Yeah. They believed on him. I'm going to ask you, what did he go? What did they go there? Brother, did they believe on him when they followed him out at the Methodist?
Oh, yeah, they believed.
Huh?
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
Here's a doctor that said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and not shall be saved. If he goes to school, if that preacher would go to school, he'd learn it shall be and is. It's two different things.
Right.
That's right.
If he goes to school. You want to go join it? Go ahead, I'll go with you. You say, why? I say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be. Is people believing? Go down and seek it. Call upon him. Carry it away and kill him. He comes down.
Hallelujah.
And comes into your life, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory.
And here comes someone else. Sometimes if you turn your radio on loud, you kind of see something. Won't you come? He's in his heart for God. Yes, sir. Will you accept him as your personal Savior?
Yes, sir.
You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Will you say it?
Thank you.
Come on.
Praise God.
Praise God. That's what he told them. Not with your heart, but stand there till they got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
It's in the preparation. That building
Glory.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Praise God.
You're preaching.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. I like preaching, you know why? When Jesus called me, he said, I'll be here with you. He's here. You can't see him, but he's right here with
you. Right.
Glory.
Yes, sir. He's right here. You may say, well, Brother Lane, I just heard you was here and by chance I come out. No, you didn't. God was in it. God wants you to hear the message. That's going to be inexcusable now.
Thank you, Lord.
You stand before God, you said, I heard it, but I wasn't know that.
Oh, God.
Huh? That ain't about right. That is right.
Amen.
The man said to me, you know, did you find some real literature? Amen. He says, I guess you know that Jesus saved people before he died. I says, no, I don't know that. Not the 3.5 years he preached to you. He said, oh, yeah, all in the Father and was saved. Well, if he went to school, he'd know better. That's the neology. He goes somewhere and takes a course of neology. He said, I'll show it to you right in the 20th chapter of John. One of the other. He said he was with him and he breathed on him and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And he said, they got it. I said, they did? Yes, sir. I said, good, I'll buy it. I said, well, what did he send that same bunch to Jerusalem to get?
Yeah.
How about all these other people that saved too? Well done. How about that package? Under what covenant were they saved?
That's all right.
They sure are without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You know, that's fine. All right. Did you ever find what Jesus killed a dove and offered it up?
No.
Did you ever find what Peter done?
No.
When they followed him? Did you find the time Jesus was born and his body ever offered up a bloody sacrifice?
Bless God.
Under what covenant were they saved?
Bless God.
Jesus died for this.
Right. He did.
Right. Listen. This is the blood of the church.
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Am I right?
That's right.
Amen. As I said the other day, you listen to me, I'm saying again tonight. Let's say that I'm Jesus. You said, well, you're not going to listen to this. Let's illustrate it. Let's just make something similar to it. Jesus walking around. He said, yeah, I'm going right after. Yes, sir. What for? He never gave nobody no salvation. He opened their mind, I guess.
Lord.
He didn't give nobody salvation until they went to the upper room.
Praise God for
it. Amen. He said, I don't believe that. I'll ask my preacher. Don't ask him if he believes this, if he ends this. The Bible said it's a blind leading the blind. He can't see it, he's blind.
Right.
He died, then you said, by the blood. That's right. But his blood didn't take effect on people until they was in the upper room.
Praise
God.
That's all right.
Huh?
Praise God. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
You say, if I tell you, brother, I was born in this, and my uncle was this, and if my great uncle didn't go to heaven, I don't want to go. I don't care if my mama didn't go. I want to go.
Praise God. Praise
God. You hear that?
Amen.
I didn't do what he wants to do. You say, well, Brother Lane, your preacher knows me. the pastor. He comes and he knows he can't read this. Ready? I want you to listen to this. He can hear me pray it. And I give money to this and give money to that. I do this now, all right? And I said, I believe when Jesus comes, he's going to save me. He's not coming to save nobody.
Amen.
Hear me? He's not coming to save nobody. The first time he comes to save.
Yeah, right. Praise
the
God.
Next time he comes, he's coming after them that are
sick.
He said, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, I can't help it. He said, he didn't need to not shout me down. If you don't want to believe it, just go ahead and beat that.
That's all right. That's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Praise God.
Read the third chapter of Titus. I think it's Titus 3 and 4 and 5. What Paul said, we was one time in this, and we was in this, and we was everything on God. But by the way, the mercy and the grace of God appeared toward men. He saved us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Why did any of the rest of it you want me to hush?
No, preach on.
Come on. When the grace of God appeared to men, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Somebody told me, you know, it said, be reconciled to God. And the apostles, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, I think it is. The apostles were preaching. They're all tongue talking. Holy Ghost filled people. You said, I'll argue with you. I would like to.
Paul said that he came to reconcile the world unto himself.
Right.
Now tell me, friend, how can anything be reconciled if it never had been there?
I see.
And Paul said, God has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen. Glory to
God. Now, how can you be renewed in the Holy Ghost if you've never had it?
Right.
If Adam had listened to me, eternal life, until he sinned, yeah, right, I'm done. And when he said he lost it, he became a curse.
But Jesus came to restore that which Adam lost.
Hallelujah. He did.
You heard it say, Adam would have lived and lived and lived and lived and lived. Huh?
Yeah.
You'd have lived in the garden of Eden. But he lost life.
Amen. Bible can be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Hallelujah.
A man and his wife.
Sometimes it happens in Alabama. Did the man told me to preach this morning?
Yes, I did.
Did you understand that it was? Well, I knew this man is. I'm the woman, and he's the man. We have a fuss. What's this? We were together, wasn't we? But we one time dined up. But when I told him, I want that mouth.
Better leave me out.
Well, the fastest way to try to get us back together. You know what they call that? Being reconciled.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. But if we've never been married, there's no such a thing as being reconciled.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Listen, old Adam lost it.
He lost it.
He said, "Well, man, I wish I would get him. I wish you could come down and get something exactly."
Kabo Shanabaya. Let him do what he wants to do. Let him do it.
Let me tell you something. Did that 120 have to let him do it?
They had to let him.
Did the Samaritans in the 8th chapter of Acts, did they have to let him?
They had to let him.
Amen.
Ephesians did too.
Get that Ethiopian eunuch?
Yes.
Half the leg?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Amen.
Glory. Did Paul have to let him?
Right.
Because he just said, "Mary prayed day and night, brother, give on to the poor. It come a day. He had to let him."
Glory, glory, glory.
Let him do. I'm hurting my knees. I'm hurting my knees.
He says, how can it be?
didn't catch it. He didn't know, but I didn't catch it.
Uh-huh.
He said, except a man is born again, he got no eyes into the kingdom of God.
Right.
Am I right again?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He looked around and he said, how can it be?
How can it be?
He didn't know. But you're not in that day. I know.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Get on your face, call upon God. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Say that, and you're born of the Spirit of God. You're born of the death in your flesh, right? But you're born of the life in your second
birth.
Jesus said, except you are born of death, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
He said it. Lord.
Yes. Is there any questions you'd like to ask me? You say, yeah, preacher. How do you feel when you get it? It's better felt than telt. Peter couldn't explain it. How do you want me to explain it? He said, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm going to turn this service back over to your good pastor. Well, I say if I was a member, I'm a member of a church now in Montgomery, a church that I pastored. I pay my tithes there, I attend there, I put my offerings in there. And if I was here since I met this man, this would be my church. Yes, sir. The laborer is worthy of his hire. Am I right? Preacher, I've done what I feel that God wants me to do. God bless you.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Now, someone ought to be on your way to the altar to give your life to God. Somebody ought to already be on your way to let that which Jesus came to do.
Let him do.
Let him do in your life. He came in his earthly ministry to set the captives free, open the eyes of blind, unstopped deaf ears. But when he hung on the cross of Calvary, it was to liberate your captive soul that you might be born again. Let him do it. Do you love him enough to do it? I love the Lord. Someone else, get up, come down here, pray to God. If you need to repent, come repenting. You need baptism? Here's water. You need the Holy Ghost? He died that you might have it. That's the way. Somebody else. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on someone else. I love the Lord. Do you love him enough to obey him? Come on. Come on, come repenting tonight. Come,
come on and let him.
Come on, give your
come
heart.
Come on and let him. If he don't do it, it's because you won't let him do it. Come on and let him do it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This man's seeking. This man's seeking. But some of you need to be here. Come on. God's in his place. Come on, give your life to God tonight. Praying people to come, and as they come, will you come with us? Every praying person, come right now. Amen. If you need prayer tonight, come. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Amen. Amen. Come right on. Call on God. Call on Him with all your heart. Call on Him with all your heart. Reach out to Him in faith. Praise God. Pray, young people. Pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Jesus. 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 Jesus.